This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main and this is your QNN community update. From Star Observer. Germany's parliament has this week passed a significant new law known as the Self-Determination Act, making it easier for trans and non-binary individuals aged 14 and older to legally change their name and gender. This can be completed through a straightforward declaration to the registry office, instead of the previous arduous and invasive processes. The act marks a major shift away from the country's 40-year-old Transsexual Act, which required trans people to undergo assessments from medical experts and satisfy invasive requirements, such as surgical procedures and the expert reports, to be legally recognised as their chosen gender. The new legislation, which passed with a majority vote of 374 MPs in favour, 251 against and 11 abstinence, will come into force in November and will allow individuals to live their lives authentically. From the Associated Press. Jill Biden rallied LGBTQ+ voters for President Joe Biden's re-election campaign last Friday, calling likely rival Donald Trump a bully who is dangerous to their community and urging its members to fight like hell to keep the Republican from defeating her husband in November. The First Lady spoke about her views at an event held by the Human Rights Campaign, a prominent civil rights organisation for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and queer people. The Human Rights Campaign event followed the launch this week of Out for Biden Harris, which is the president's re-election campaign created to mobilise LGBTQ+ voters. In her speech, Jill Biden said the president had advocated for LGBTQ+ people by signing the Respect for Marriage Act, ending a ban on blood donations for gay and bisexual men, allowing transgender individuals to serve openly in the military and opposing conversion therapy. From Pink News. Popular Aussie animated show Bluey has joined the likes of Peppa Pig and Paw Patrol as a kids show that includes LGBTQ+ characters and topics. The Sign is a new extra-long episode from the third season of Joe Brum's show, is the first to feature queer characters. Each episode is usually around 7 minutes, but The Sign breaks tradition with its 28-minute runtime. It was an emotional journey where scenes of Bluey moving house left viewers in tears. TikToker Aussie girl Margie, whose account is dedicated to Bluey, offered a helpful explanation as to why this episode, in particular, is relevant to the LGBTQ+ viewers, saying, "Chihuahua Pretzel is revealed to have two lesbian mums, and that's the first gay or lesbian or LGBTQ+ couple confirmed in the show." Others celebrated the news and shared tweets that said it's an uplifting notion that queer characters and gay parents are becoming normalised in children's TV. The inclusion of Pretzel's lesbian parents is one step forward to making Bluey a more inclusive and representative depiction of the world for children. Turning to QNN Sport now and from OutSports. Brittany Griner and her wife Sherelle Griner are expecting a baby, with the couple sharing the big news on their social media last weekend. The couple used hashtag July2024 in their Instagram post, saying that they're less than 3 months away from meeting their baby. The couple married during Pride Month in 2019, and it's entirely possible that baby Griner will be born during this year's Pride Month. Fans have been quick to point out that in the year 2046, teams may be posturing to add a Griner to their roster in the year's WNBA draft. Of course, the baby could end up being a boy and find himself in the NBA draft. Brittany was the number one pick by the Phoenix Mercury in the 2013 WNBA draft. That's what's making news in the LGBTQIA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can download the podcast via your favourite podcast app. Just search QNN. I'm Joel King-Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.